Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Today's almanac is a continuation of a recent discussion focusing on bale grazing and if it makes sense on your operation. Today, Nebraska Extension Livestock Systems educator Brock Ortner talks about the practical issues with bale placement and labor savings.
It certainly seems that 40 feet spacing of these bales from the bale center is a good way to manage the concentration of the nutrients that the cows will deposit. And just as a rule of thumb, the closer you space these bales, the more concentrated the nutrients would be. And the further away, the less concentrated. So I think this comes down to a question of how much fertilizer, so to say, would you want to deposit? And I think that 40 foot is probably a good conservative number, especially for someone getting started out with this practice. Going into the feeding considerations, in order to, I know we talked about waste in a non-traditional sense, but we still want to make sure that these cows will utilize baled forages effectively. So this might be a place where we could utilize some cross fencing and allocate the amount of feed that we want to feed for that week or a couple days, similar to what we might do with strip grazing. So that's something to consider. While there will be a little bit of labor associated with moving fence with every allocation, just think of how that compares to feeding cows in a confinement scenario every day. I think there's a really clear advantage when it comes to labor savings here.
Brock points to other general issues for producers to consider before adopting this practice, including labor, equipment, and bale quality.
There has to be some price sensitivity worked into this practice. Keeping in mind the value of that baled forage, is it high enough quality and high enough value that maybe we don't necessarily want to deposit those nutrients on our land and utilize those at higher efficiency? So if we could sell these forages off our property and bring in some maybe lower quality when the cows have lower requirements, and also what would it cost to purchase synthetic fertilizers to put on this ground as opposed to bale grazing? So have that thought process in your mind as you work through this. I don't know that this is a practice for someone that is producing a lot of very high quality forages, because someone else is probably willing to pay for those, and they might not be the best fit for this scenario. Additionally, we've mentioned it a few times, but this idea of labor savings, I think, is a really critical part of this grazing practice. Consider, what does your time cost? You know, as we think of bale grazing, if we can allocate feed for a week with just one move of the wire versus starting up equipment, spending, you know, anywhere from 15 minutes to an hour feeding these cows in confinement, assign a value to that because your time is very important. And additionally, just one last thought is really clearly have in mind if you're a good candidate from this as far as what kind of land resources you're managing. If you are in an extensive grazing scenario on native range, maybe this isn't for you and we need to focus on that native range part of our enterprise rather than thinking about unrolling bales that could be a potential issue for us as far as bringing in some unpreferred plant species. So clearly identify where, not only if you're the right kind of producer for this, but if you have the land that could benefit from this practice.
This program was a portion of an interview taken from a recent Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.